And joining us now in Toronto, former British MP George Galloway. Mr. Galloway, so how were you greeted by customs officials when you arrived this evening?
Well, perfectly courteously. We had a thorough discussion, you might say, which ranged rather wider than one would normally have with immigration officials. But that's inevitable in the circumstances. I've got no complaints. They were very courteous and correct. And as you just saw, I got quite a tumultuous welcome when I got through. So it's a very important victory. It's a red letter day. I'm very happy to be back in Canada.
Well, what brings you to Toronto and what are you hoping to accomplish on this visit?
Well, I would have been here 18 months ago talking about the Middle East, about the ways in which I think the Harper government has dangerously isolated Canada, which was once widely admired and respected, even loved in the world, but which is now regarded by most of the world as a rather strange outpost of the most extreme Israeli political opinion. Mr. Netanyahu doesn't have many friends in the world, certainly not in the White House, just down the road, where they're spitting mad at his antics. But in Ottawa, he still seems to be the flavor of the month, and I don't think that's good for Canada. It's not good for the Middle East, and I'd like to persuade Canadian public opinion to take a more balanced view on the Israel-Palestine track. But of course, inevitably, my short time here, I'm only here for 24 hours, will be dominated by the extraordinary, surreal experience of a member of the British Parliament for almost 25 years, five times elected, being described as a terrorist and a threat to national security by the government of a G7 Commonwealth country. Now, it turns out in the court case that the Canadian Security Services told Jason Kenney's department that I was not a security risk, that I was not a terrorist. And the Canadian High Commissioner in London also implored the government in Ottawa not to do this, and yet both were ignored. But the judgment, 60 pages long, 6 months in gestation, by the Honourable Judge, proves that Canada remains a country governed by laws and not by the political whim of here-today, gone-tomorrow politicians.
So how have those accusations of being a security threat, how have they affected you?
Well, quite seriously, actually. In the recent general election, which was the only general election campaign I've ever lost, this ban was ruthlessly prosecuted by my political opponents. It placed my personal security at risk because there are plenty of crazy people out there in the world who, if told by a government of some importance, as the Canadian government inevitably is, that a person is actually a terrorist, who might just take the law into their own hands. And so all sorts of security implications flowed from that. I have been, and my family have been, gravely harmed by this decision that was announced in the Sun newspaper, Rupert Murdoch's very downmarket tabloid, before I was ever contacted by any Canadian authority in a deliberate political act. I've been quite seriously damaged by it, and I shall be seeking redress. So this matter has already cost the Canadian taxpayer a pretty penny, and you might well be asking yourselves whether those pennies couldn't have been better spent. But the spending isn't finished yet, I'm afraid, because there will be a bill attached, a political bill as well as a financial bill.
So you'll be suing the Canadian government?
I will be, yes.
And tell us, just to sum up, what is your position on Israel?
Well, I believe there ought to be one country. It's too small an area to break up into Bantustans on the old apartheid model. The settlements are so far advanced, the apartheid wall is so scarring the landscape and forever, that the only real solution is to have one democratic, secular state between the Jordan River and the Mediterranean Sea, where all the Jews, all the Muslims and all the Christians can live as equal citizens under the law. That's not a bad program. What do you think?
Mr. Galloway, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.